The cold front continues to work through our area, triggering a round of showers and thunderstorms today. Tonight, that front will push to our east, ending the threat for any rainfall, and also setting the stage for a beautiful day tomorrow with much more in the way of sunshine and also much lower levels of humidity. But before we get to that, we do have some showers around this afternoon. We'll continue to have that chance for a shower or storm as the front works through our area. Some of these storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds and also some heavy downpours. And then as the storms push to the east, drier air will begin to come in from the west. And with sunset pretty late this time of year, there is the chance that we do see some sunny breaks develop before the sun sets this evening. And as the evening rolls along, there might still be a lingering shower across the North Country. Otherwise, we'll see partly cloudy conditions. The air will turn less humid tonight, and there might be some fog around, especially in areas where the ground is damp. Overnight low temperatures will be generally in the 50s to the lower 60s. Moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure will build in, so we're looking for partly to mostly sunny skies. Again, the humidity levels tomorrow will be quite a bit lower than today, so it's going to be a very comfortable day with daytime high temperatures running in the 70s to right around 80 degrees. On Thursday, another disturbance could set off some showers and thunderstorms before things dry out as we wrap the work week on Friday. So you get the idea that our weather pattern is a bit busy. We have kind of an off-again, on-again situation every other day with the chance for some wet weather. And as we look to the tropics, Tropical Storm Bill is coming ashore in Texas this afternoon. The moisture from that storm is really in an area that doesn't need any rainfall. It's a similar location that had some serious flooding during the late part of May, so the rainfall is likely to trigger more flooding in Texas. Eventually, the moisture will lift to the north and then turn to the northeast, and there is the chance that some of that moisture could impact our area over the weekend. Of course, that's all dependent upon exactly where that area of low pressure goes as it heads through the United States. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm this evening, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm this evening, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, less humid, high in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the 70s, and on Friday partly sunny, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.